This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries with today's message titled, Be Prepared to Follow. We are often reminded of our need to pray and study God's Word. These essential disciplines allow us to abide in the presence of God and hear when He calls. But they are also necessary for strengthening our faith in order to obediently follow where He leads. God's Word encourages us that when He calls, He also provides the tools to accomplish our assigned task. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness, 2 Peter 1 verse 3. And we are comforted that as we respond, we will never be alone. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you, Hebrews 13 verse 5. But God's call also carries responsibility. His call says He has made His choice. He has chosen us to take part in His wonderful plan, and, in faith, we must respond. After delivering many of God's messages to the people of Israel, calling them to repent and return to the worship of the one true God, the prophet Jeremiah became impatient with God's timing. I would speak with you about your justice. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why do all the faithless live at ease? Jeremiah 12 verse 1. Jeremiah complained about how long he had to wait for the wicked to be punished. He was following God and calling others to do the same, but the ungodly seemed to continue living the good life. Sounds much like our complaints today. But God's response wasn't what Jeremiah was hoping to receive. Jeremiah 12 verse 5. If you have raced with men on foot, and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan? God told Jeremiah that the situation in Israel was going to get worse in the coming days, and He asked Jeremiah if he was truly ready for the challenge. Jeremiah had been called to be God's messenger, and now was not the time to complain. This was the time to be a soldier and trust with all his heart. It was a time to renew his strength and push toward the assigned goal. Our Heavenly Father dearly loves us and desires an eternity of intimate fellowship. He is a God of great comfort, but He is also our commanding officer who challenges us to prepare for the spiritual battles ahead. This world often appears corrupt and unjust, but the conditions of today are preparing us to fight in the trenches of tomorrow. We must trust now more than ever that God chose the right person when He gave us our assignments. He has made His call and promised to provide all the necessary tools at the proper time. Let's spend more time worshiping at His feet and loving Him with all our heart. Let's rely on His strength and trust His understanding. Let's draw closer to His side and always be prepared to follow. This is Steve from God's Daily Word Ministries. Let's have a Christ-centered day.